The Magicians of Caprona by Diana Wynne Jones, read by Nicholas Grace. When it comes to making a spell, whether it is written or spoken or sung, everything has to be just right, or the most impossible things happen. An example of this was when young Angelica Petrocchi turned her father bright green by singing a wrong note. It was the talk of Caprona, indeed, of all Italy, for weeks. The best spells come from Caprona, from the Casa Montana or the Casa Petrocchi. The old bridge in Caprona is lined with little stone booths, and you can get spells there from every spell house in Italy. If you find a long cherry-coloured script stamped with a black leopard, then it comes from the Casa Petrocchi. If you find a leaf-green envelope bearing a winged horse, then the House of Montana made it. The great houses of Petrocchi and Montana go back 700 years and are bitter rivals. If a Petrocchi and a Montana meet in one of Caprona's narrow golden stone streets, they turn their eyes aside and edge past as if they were both walking past a pigsty. Paolo and Tonino Montana were told the story of the feud by their sisters Rosa, Corinna, and Lucia. 200 years ago, old Riccardo Petrocchi took it into his head that the Duke of Caprona was ordering more spells from the Montanas, and he wrote Francesco Montana a very insulting letter about it. Old Francesco was so angry that he promptly invited all the Petrocchis to a feast. He cast one of his strongest spells over Riccardo Petrocchi's letter, and it turned into spaghetti. The Petrocchis ate it greedily and were all taken ill, for nothing disagrees with a person so much as having to eat his own words. The two families had been enemies ever since. Lucia whispered to the boys how the Petrocchis never changed their clothes, how they had babies like kittens, and were even known to eat unwanted uncles and aunts. Paolo and Tonino hated the Petrocchis heartily. They sneaked off one morning to look at the Casa Petrocchi. Rosa found them before they found it, and good-naturedly took them there. Paolo and Tonino were most disappointed. It was large, like the Casa Montana, and built of the same golden stone. There was even the same figure of the angel on the wall above the gate. They wanted to wait to see a Petrocchi come out, but Rosa said that would be most unwise. Feeling very let down, they let her drag them back to the Casa Montana and pull them through their gate into the bustling yard beyond. A gallery with wooden railings ran round the yard and led to the rooms on the top floor. Uncles, aunts, cousins large and small, and cats were busy everywhere, laughing, cooking, discussing spells, sunning themselves or playing. Paolo gave a sigh of contentment and picked up the nearest cat.
"I don't think the Casa Petrocchi can be anything like this inside."
Before Tonino could agree, they were swooped on lovingly by Aunt Maria.
"Where have you been, my loves? I've been ready for your lessons for half an hour or more."
Everyone in the Casa Montana worked hard. When Aunt Maria was busy, the boys were taught by their father, Antonio. Antonio was the eldest son of old Niccolo and would be the head of the Casa Montana when old Niccolo died. Antonio was different from the other Montanas. Instead of letting old Niccolo choose a wife for him from a spell house in Italy, he had gone to England and come back married to Elizabeth. Old Niccolo said Elizabeth was the best musician in Caprona. Paolo and Tonino were proud to be Montanas. Paolo could hardly wait to grow up and be like his cousin, dashing Rinaldo. Girls fell in love with him, spells dripped from his pen. And these days, as old Niccolo said,
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"